There was, in the days of Herod, king of Judah, a priest who was called Zechariah, and he had a wife, Elizabeth. Now, they were very righteous. They obeyed the commandments of the Lord, but although they were so obedient to God, they had no children, and they were both very old. So in those days, people thought that having children was a great blessing, and it is a great blessing. So these people would have prayed and prayed and prayed to have a baby, and it wasn't answered. And it wasn't because they were naughty. It wasn't because they were bad. So when we don't get answers to our prayers, we mustn't think that it's because God is angry with us or because we've done something naughty. It's not always like that. God has another plan that we don't see. Now, it was the turn of Zechariah to serve in the temple, and he went into the temple to burn incense. That's a sweet-smelling kind of perfume, while all the multitude of the people were praying outside. And the Lord's angel appeared to him at the right side of the altar. When Zechariah saw him, he was very worried and frightened. But the angel said to him, "Fear not, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard." Now, he was an old man, and he'd probably given up praying to have a baby, but these were prayers he would have said many, many years ago, and God had remembered them all those years. And the angel said, "Fear not, Zechariah, for your prayer is heard. Your wife will bear you a son, and you will call his name John, and you will have joy and gladness, and many other people will rejoice at his birth. Because your son will be great in the eyes of the Lord, he will drink neither wine nor strong alcoholic drinks. He shall be filled with the Holy Spirit, and he will turn many of the children of Israel to their God. And he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to prepare a people ready for the Lord." In other words, this son of Zechariah and Elizabeth was to be the prophet who would be heralding or would be explaining in advance the coming of God's son, Messiah. "How am I to know this to be?" said Zechariah to the angel. "I'm an old man and my wife is very old as well." The angel replied to him, saying, "I am Gabriel." So the angels have names. "I am Gabriel, and I stand in the presence of God. I have been sent to tell you about this good news. So you will be dumb, unable to speak, until these things come about, because you didn't believe my words." So although Zechariah was very righteous, you see, everyone's got a weakness, and his weakness was that he just couldn't believe that God would do this. The people were waiting outside, wondering why Zechariah was so long in the temple. When he came out, he couldn't speak to them. They realized he'd seen a vision in the temple because he had to make signs to them to try to explain to them. He couldn't talk. He was dumb. Well, when his time of service was finished, he went home, and his wife Elizabeth soon became pregnant. And when her time came that she should give birth, she brought forth a son, and her relatives and neighbours heard that she'd had a child from the Lord, and they rejoiced with her. And on the eighth day, the child was to be circumcised, and they wanted to call him Zechariah, after the name of his father. But his mother said, "No, he shall be called John." And they complained to her, "But there's nobody in your family called by that name." And they made signs to his father, asking how he would have him called. So he was deaf as well as dumb. Zechariah asked for a writing tablet, and he wrote on it, "His name is John." And they were all amazed, and immediately the mouth of Zechariah was opened, and his tongue was loosed, and he spoke and praised God. And the news about these things spread all over the hill country of Judea. Everyone that heard it thought to themselves, "What kind of child is this going to be?" And his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied praise to the God of Israel for beginning to send the Messiah, the promised seed of Abraham, who of course was going to be Jesus. So it just shows that we should believe in our prayers and not be disappointed when we don't get answers, but know that God has got a bigger plan, and not be frightened to believe that he loves us so much that he will give us our heart's desire. And our heart's desire, all our hope and desire, is to be in God's kingdom.